better way to bank.
And Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, 537-1350, if you want to weigh into the discussion and kind of going through the listings of opening soons. A lot of interesting things that I know I continue to learn as you go through that list too, Lyle, but just continue.
Sure. Well, we were out on Highway 24, and so still out on Highway 24, there's a big construction project that's been going out there. And again, people know that, or used to know that, is the old Kmart location. And of course, Kmart came down, and about half of that shopping center got taken down. And Academy Sports is up and open at that location. And as people, we've had some phone calls at the office, and people say, well, what are all the other buildings they're putting up there? Well, they're going to be more retail. The only one that they have officially announced, and it's actually on the sign out there, is Five Below, and it's a discount store, similar to kind of like a Dollar General, and that's going to be at 400 East Points Avenue next to Academy Sports. And there are three other store locations there that are under construction, and there's been all kinds of rumors out there, but we have nothing definitive yet at that specific location.
Looks like we might have. Dave, did you have something? I guess not. I'm sorry. You put your headphones on. I thought you might have something for us. Sorry.
I just do that because I'm comfortable with them on. But we did have somebody call and ask about, and I'm sure you would have gotten to this earlier, about what is going to be happening at the former Sirloin Stockade location.
Right. We can talk about that now a little bit. It appears that they're going to tear down that Sirloin Stockade building, and they're going to put two restaurants are going in at that location. And we understand, although it hasn't been officially confirmed by anybody, but we understand that we think Panera is going to have a second location in Manhattan and is going to locate there. And then there's another yet unnamed fast food restaurant that is going to go drive-through, is going to go to that location, and it's a chicken restaurant that's, I guess, pretty big in the south or southeast, and is making this will be its first facility in Kansas, and so we should hear some things backing that up, but that's what we've initially been told. We haven't been able to confirm that, but I think the last time 2 months ago when I was in here, we were waiting to hear, but a big investment group bought a lot of properties from around the country, including Panera Bread out of the Kansas City area, and they've been looking for a second location, and we believe that's where they're going to end up going. But there will be two restaurants at that location.
Been a lot of interest, I know, in that, so I do appreciate that update. I know many people were used to Sirloin Stockade, but
right.
Life goes on.
I know the changes, you know, there's, and we can, after we're through this, we can talk about retail in general and restaurants and things, but times are continue to quickly change as we go forward. Moving back off of Highway 24, back over to Kansas State University. Again, I know you have folks coming in all the time talking about K-State, and their renovation of the student union continues to go on. Most of it's completed. They've got a couple of little spaces in there. JP's restaurant is going to have a second location on the K-State campus. That's going to be in the student union. They're not going to have that open until late 2017. The little theater and forum hall at the K-State Union is going through renovation, and that may be completed now or almost complete. And then the architectural school, or people know it as Seton Hall, is supposed to be later this fall. They've been doing an expansion and a complete renovation of their building, and I've heard a few people say they've been inside the building, and they just said it's going to be incredible. So I have not been in there. It's not open yet officially, but I know that that was a big, big project. Also on the K-State campus, of course, Lafine Health Center at 1105 Sunset Avenue. K-State purchased that, and that is going to be 100% theirs. Some of the services that Via Christi had in that building are moving to the downtown location that we talked about before. Also up around the K-State campus, Phi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are doing some new construction at their site. So, And then if we go up on Kimball Avenue, the foundation, the K-State Foundation, KSU Foundation, is building their second office building, and people can now see that they've moved dirt and they're beginning to get ready to do the foundation work for that. So things are happening there. Menards, I just was by there the other day. They're finally doing some of the expansion that we've talked about for probably over a year. It's just, and you can see the structure way out behind. It's not adding to the retail center, but they've got some new racking where they're going to store some materials and stuff way out at the back of their property. But they got approval from that from a long time ago. Moving to Seth Childs Road, we have Little Apple Toyota Honda. It's got a major expansion going on, and people can see construction there. We're getting ready to do at Cardiovascular Clinic. We're getting ready to do, they added a new building. That's at 202 Research Drive, and we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting there coming up later in September or October. Manhattan Area Technical College, there's kind of two things to talk about there. Is one is that they're doing some alterations, and I just had a tour of the facility a few days ago, and they've finished some space inside their existing buildings. And then there are also a lot of people, when you look at Seth Childs, there's a lot of people see a lot of dirt being moved there. And we talked about that, I think, even when I was here in July. A lot of people think maybe there's a new building going there. That's actually Westar Energy has bought that piece of property, and they're putting a new substation there. So it's going to be good for the delivery of electricity to the rapidly growing area of Western Manhattan. And they needed that substation there, but it's also going to be the opportunity for training facility. Manhattan Area Technical College has had a program there for many, many, many years where they've been training folks working for electric utility companies, and this is just going to allow them to expand their training opportunities. Over on Stag Hill, we haven't heard anything recently. Genesis Health Club owns that land, and I know that they've been in and out of City Hall with plans over the last 6 months, but they have not started any construction. I was just up this morning at a meeting before I came here, and NBAF continues to go vertical. The building is continuing to go up. It looks like they're getting pretty close. They may have one more story to put on that building. But they still have a long ways to go before they open. Again, it's a $1.25 billion project with a B, and that's not scheduled to be completed until 2021, and then it has to go through a certification. And I know that you have Marty Veneer comes on.
And sometimes Tim Barr, he's been on too.
Mm-hmm. Comes and updates.
A lot going on there.
Manhattan Christian College has got a brand new student life center, which I think, again, we have a ribbon cutting coming up for at 1400 Laramie Street.
In fact, we're going to have Kevin Ingram on a little bit early this time so he can talk some about that because it didn't quite go ahead with his regular slot. So I know he's excited about that.
Yeah, and then they completed some alterations at Coffin Hall, which is also on the Manhattan Christian College campus. Kevin has given me a tour on the inside of that Student Life Center, and what a great addition for their college, but also for this community. So it's another wonderful asset having the Manhattan Christian College as part of our community. Again, we've talked about this over close to the K-Man Studios at the corner of Casement and Marlette Avenue is an apartment complex called The Links. They're partially open. They are not completely open, but they are taking some tenants in there, and they're going to continuing. That's a 622-unit apartment complex, so it'll be the largest apartment complex in our community. Metal Arc Hills continues to do on and off some inside alterations that they've got going. A lot of people have asked us, what's the status of the Royal Inn Hotel? That used to be the many years ago, the Holiday Inn, long before I came to Manhattan, and it is closed. It's been for sale. We understood that there was a buyer, and for whatever reason, that fell through. Have no idea what they were going to do with it, so my understanding is the property is now back up for sale again. So we'll see what happens at that location. And of course, if we go over on West Anderson, the Scenic Crossing development is a mixed-use development. And in fact, people now can see that's where there's going to be retail, office, and housing. And there are two houses now that are you drive through that mm-hmm. area, Kathy.
In fact, the roundabout was opening yesterday. I didn't get a chance to go that way. But
it did not open yesterday.
Oh, it did not open.
I don't know why. Uh-huh. So, and I didn't come that way this morning, so I don't mm-hmm. know whether it's open or not today.
Okay.
But it, yesterday was scheduled.
Could have been the rain.
Could have been the weather.
Disrupted them.
Mm-hmm. So they did not get it open, or maybe they decided that the first day of school wasn't a good day to open the roundabout. I don't know. But that they didn't. But anyway, we've talked about this before. There's no new information. Again, it's a mixed-use development. And of course, that whole area is under construction. And their goal was to try to get the roundabout partially open before the first home football game. And so I think they're going to make that happen. We'll have to check to see whether they got the roundabout open or not. But it has been announced, and we've said this before, ShopQuick is going to go in that mixed-use development. And I think, again, there hasn't been, and along with ESB Financial, they've been waiting for the infrastructure to go at that location. So another big project that's happening in the community, that's the expansion also of West Anderson in addition to the Rotary.
Let's take another break. It's now 9:33, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Lots to go over today when we're talking about opening soons and development in town. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office